Sports This Hour brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange and Wyoming Building Supply. 7:45 on the show from your Synergy Home Care Studios. Julie and James in this morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Got a little Cher playing in the background here.
Oh.
Can you hear it?
Yeah,
there we go.
This is one of my least favorite Cher songs.
Mine too. Like, no.
I do believe in life after love, but I don't need to hear it over and over again.
You don't need to hear it over and over again?
Yeah, I've heard it enough.
Life after love?
Yeah.
With extreme auto-tune.
Yeah.
She's 80 today.
She's got a beautiful voice too.
Oh, she's got an absolute gorgeous voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Her birthday's today.
She's 80?
Wow. And she's 80.
I know she was.
And she's talented as an actress.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, she's very talented as an actress.
Yeah. So, Cher, happy birthday at 80 today. Today on the date book on 1818, businessman William George Fargo.
He made a bank.
Co-founded
Wells Fargo.
Yes. Also stagecoach.
First, I was going to say Fargo, North Dakota.
Stagecoach, too.
Mm-hmm.
Stagecoach.
I think he was a stagecoach person first, and then they made the bank.
Then banker, yeah. Kind of all tied in well.
Yeah.
1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis, who receives any credit for any, patented the blue jeans with the copper rivets on this day. And actually, it was Jacob that did all the work, and
He's the Wozniak to Apple Steve Jobs.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, he's exactly right. He did all the work and thought of it, and Levi took all the namesake. So, 1916, small town, Codell, Kansas. Struck by a tornado, 1916. That date, in 1917, and on that date, exact date, 1918, Codell, Kansas, struck by a tornado 3 years in a row, same day.
Oh, same day.
Wow.
Same day.
On this date.
On this date.
Interesting.
May 20th.
Well, how do they do that?
Wouldn't you be going... I want to move.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you're like, this is.
Yeah. Thinking, I'm going to take a vacation around May 20th.
Yeah. After the second time, you're like, this is great. How did this happen again? The third time, you're like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, third time, I'm done. Yeah. We're not going for four. Today is Flower Day.
Sure.
Okay.
It's also World Bee Day.
Yeah.
Well, every day should be World Bee Day.
You want some bee trivia?
Sure.
Bees pollinate approximately 1/3 of the food consumed by humans. Includes a wide variety of fruits.
Wait, vegetables. Pollinate 1/3.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Fruits, veggies, nuts, and seeds.
That's a lot.
Wow.
I learned the other day, and this is a very disappointing thing to learn. I learned the other day that mosquitoes are pollinators. So they're not totally useless.
Really?
So when you kill them, you have to be like, I killed a pollinator. But yeah, learned that. And I was like, dang.
No, I didn't know that.
There's plenty of them. No.
It's unfortunate. It was unfortunate news for me to learn. I was like, dang.
All right. Bees, agricultural pollination services provided by bees contribute billions of dollars annually to the global economy.
Let's just get more bees so that we don't have to feel bad about killing mosquitoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Honeybees produce honey, natural sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
Beeswax.
Mm-hmm.
Bees secrete beeswax to build their hives.
Great chapstick.
Which humans harvest for use in cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, candles, and food preservation. And many commercial seed crops, such as alfalfa and clover, which feed livestock, rely entirely on specific bee species for successful reproduction.
Entirely, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And because bees are highly sensitive to environmental toxins and habitat changes, monitoring their population health serves us well.
Yeah.
We need to watch for the bees.
Check out your herbicides.
There you go. A little bee trivia for you today. Hey, India's population is going to reach 1.5 billion.
Oh, man, now I'm imagining Indiana with 1.5 billion people.
That's roughly 4.5 Americas.
That's a lot of people. And not a lot of space.
And not a lot of space.
Not a large country.
Wow. We had a flyby Monday night, asteroid, big and...
Ooh.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, and they just found out about it, too.
Yeah, they're after like, it passed by.
There
oh,
is.
Oh, hey! So that poses the question, do you want to know if a planet
That's
killer
the thing,
is going to hit
guys,
or
you
not?
Know what? Honestly, if it's me, I'm like, you know, if we were all to go out like that, I think I'd be okay with it. You know,
you
it's
want,
whatever.
Do you want
I'd rather not be told.
Do you want to
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Because we don't know anyway most of the time.
And what are you
going to
do?
Well, you just
besides
gotta,
chaos for how
you're
much
sleeping.
Time.
I was going to
yeah.
say, you got to learn to be okay with what you've done instead
you
of what you're going to do.
There you go. Yeah. There you go, James.
Good insight.
Yeah. Good insight, James. Very nice.
There you go.
Hey, Nashville is going to host the Super Bowl in 2030. This will
okay.
mark the
wow,
first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark that calendar.
So this year is in SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they keep
14th.
Pushing it out.
That makes sense.
Right.
14th is pretty early for because this year's
the
it was
4th
the,
and then it was well, the I mean, 7th or
but they've only added more playoff games. That's why.
Oh.
So how do you think that's going to roll over in people's lives?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's going to be
Super Bowl
ideal.
February 14th. We'll see. Okay.
Because it happens to fall on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I guess, yeah.
Maybe this is the year they move it to a Saturday.
Average person spends how much money each month on pets, Julie?
The average person?
Yes.
You're not asking the average person.
I'm not asking the
$275.
Okay, well, you're within the realm. $200, basically. Yeah. Our pets keep our hearts full, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're also
and
filling
our
up our, in our credit yeah. card statements. Our petflation, they call it, hits the
well,
household budget.
It's gone up.
Yeah.
Everything has
For
gone
sure.
up.
Yeah. Now, average pet owner spends about $2,400 a year.
Dang.
Well, that's if you don't have vet visits.
Yeah.
The average cost is driven heavily by rising prices for food and veterinary services. So, hey, here we go. We all love humpback whales, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Humpback whale accomplished the longest documented ocean crossing, traveling 9,300 miles. From Australia to Brazil, scientists tracked them over a period of 22 years.
Wow.
A lot of swimming.
He was by himself, just traveling solo?
No, I don't know.
I wonder if he met up with other pods. And
yeah.
Hey, I'll be there in 22 years, guys. Hang on.
So long. I mean,
right.
That's
amazing.
Basically circumnavigating the Earth at that
That's
point.
That's amazing. The whole oceanic
yeah.
is just so amazing.
I saw this video yesterday on YouTube of this guy. It was killer whales. And they were like, look at how they're checking you out to see if you're food. Mm. And it showed them just all at looking at this kayaker. And you know, they
just
pop up and size them up and their eyes. It was just wild. It was like, wow.
Wow.
They
okay.
nod a little bit.
Yeah, they nod them and then
yeah.
Go back down
again.
And someone else pops up at a different angle.
How interesting.
Killer yeah. whales are cool.
Yeah, they are.
Very cool animals.
Ohio family, here you go. Set a world record. You could do this weekend. Sending a slinky down 53 stairs at a stadium. Joe and Christy Luchinger and their 5-year-old son, Axel, initiated the attempt after Axel learned about existing record of 30 stairs. So the family chose a 6-inch rainbow slinky for the challenge. And surpass the record.
What state? Did it say what stadium?
Otterbein University. Otterbein Stadium. I don't know who
that
is.
I don't know that is either.
I don't. I think that's in Ohio.
Ohio?
Somewhere.
I wondered if there has to be a regulation size slinky.
It's Otterbein University.
You know, like
yeah, Westerville, Ohio.
Yeah.
Good call. Can't be weighted slinky.
No. Right, I mean,
cheating.
You know, like the, you,
weighted
you think
slinky.
That,
yeah, can be using weighted.
It's always
slinky.
Something, right? You know, you always got to get by something. Weighted slinky, not weighted.
Extra long slinky.
Extra long. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then there's this guy, Don Gorski, started eating Big Macs May 17th. Sunday marks the 54th anniversary of the ultimate Big Mac fan. Don's streak of eating a Big Mac every day claims the Big Mac constitutes 90 to 95% of his total solid food intake. Oh,
how
wow.
much?
How is that possible?
90 to 95%. Claims that after getting his first car, the first place he went was McDonald's on Military Road in Wisconsin. May 17th, 1972, purchased and ate three Big Macs at lunch. He returned two more times and has done it every day.
Three Big Macs a day?
Now, that's a guy with a routine.
Yeah, there's a guy that...
There you go, James.
Yeah.
You're a routine
if
guy.
If you were going to hunt anybody down, you'll know where that guy's at. Just park in the parking lot of McDonald's. You'll see him.
Set your watch. Know, right? At 4:58, he's going to come around the corner.
Wow. That's dedication at its finest. And then there's this. A professor of acoustic engineering, Salford University in England, conducted a year-long online study, attracted more than a million votes. The most horrible sound we all hate.
Fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, forks on a plate.
Or biting food with your teeth. Biting the fork with your teeth.
Yeah.
Number 10, electricity hum.
Oh.
Never thought about that one, but okay.
This one I don't get. Number nine.
We're hearing that now.
Yeah.
Number 9, soap opera argument.
What?
Of course. Yes, of course. Lincoln would agree.
Number 8, one baby crying.
One
baby crying on an airplane.
I saw a video of that.
You know,
kid that was just throwing down.
Honestly, I feel bad for the people on the plane. I feel terrible for the parents.
Yeah. Yes. Been there.
Yes. Been
yeah,
there.
Awful. I can't imagine.
It's not fun. No.
But the one I saw was a trip to Germany, and the kid cried the whole time.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
You feel bad for him, but it's just like, man, this is okay. Anyway, number 7, flatulence, of course. Number 6,
ripping one. If you don't know what that means, ladies and gentlemen, flatulence. That's what everybody calls it.
Ripping one.
Ripping wind, ladies and gentlemen. That's what that means.
Okay, number 6, violin.
What?
Oh. Maybe beginner.
I say a beginner violin. I like to listen to the violin.
That's better. You can just encompass all violin.
No,
and be like,
no,
this
you
the
can't
worst.
Do that. Number 5, seesaw squeaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of sounded like a seesaw squeaking there. Scraping of train wheels. Oh, yeah.
That one, too much of it. I'm like, ugh.
Number 3, multiple babies crying. Oh, hey.
They got to put the babies on the plane or something. That's the worst.
That sounds like a scary movie. You get on
the
a plane
sequel to Snakes
and
on a Plane is
babies
on a plane.
And they're all crying.
Number 3, multiple babies crying. Number 2, this is mine. This is mine right here. Microphone feedback.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that one does just pierce your eardrum.
Oh, man. I've had headphones on in my life, and that's why, and I will raise my hand, and my good friends at EBA Hearing know this, that I do have...
You're losing it.
I do have less hair loss. Yeah. I have some hair loss. I have hair loss.
How's that affecting your hearing?
Well, I have hair loss too, Julie, but...
Tough combo there, Bob.
that's a tough one, right? I do have... Hearing aid loss.
Yeah.
Hearing loss. Not hearing aid loss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get a hearing aid. I do have hearing loss.
He's also
loss.
Losing the ability to talk, unfortunately.
Yes, I am.
That is a contributing factor with hearing
and
loss.
And I contribute that to 40-some years of having headphones on every day. Virtually.
And then I'll put the headphones on that you're using. I'm like, no wonder he's losing it. You're blowing this into your eardrums. I can't hear anything. I can't feel myself think. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, James. And what do you think number 1 is?
Fingernails on a chalkboard.
Nope. And or fork on plate.
That didn't even make the list.
Didn't make the list.
Chalkboards.
Vomiting.
What? Okay. I guess because it makes other people want to vomit, but I don't associate that with the sound.
Okay. There we go.
Well, the plate and the chalkboard don't make the list. They got to redo that list. But violin does.
Okay?
I mean, what are we talking about?
All right. Wrapping up the show today on this 20th day of May. Thanks, James, Julie, stopping by
Thank
on the
you.
Show this morning. Have an awesome day. And in celebration of Miss Cher's birthday at 80 today, we'll send you out with some Cher. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.